Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Tasting New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. Also by the Shawangunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And finally, by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee on Broadway in Kingston. The initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplantcenter.com. And today I'm really excited. I have with me two of the, what should we call you guys? Founders, proprietors, owners?
All works.
Yeah. All three work.
Co-owners.
We're the co-owners. Of a place that sounds too good to be true to my ears, Books and Cake in Hillsdale. And, I mean, when I heard of this, I'm like, I'm in. I love cake and I love books.
That is exactly what we thought.
That's so pretty much what we say every single day.
Okay. Welcome, Eve Yohalam and Julie Sternberg to Tasting Tuesdays here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming up. I mean, it's a bit of a trip. I know Hillsdale pretty well and appreciate your making the trip in here today.
We're delighted to be here. We're here. There's great pizza in Red Hook.
There is. I can just talk about it because we have a wonderful neighbor a couple of doors down called Salvatore's Pizza, but that's just, there's a couple of, yeah, so you should try to, if you can't today, try to make another. We'll have you back.
Excellent.
We'll have a pizza party. So just identify yourself sometimes, like, because this is Eve, this is Julie, that kind of thing. So people, because, you know.
Yes, this is Julie.
And this is Eve.
Well, again, I thank you. Now, these guys did bring by,
too many books.
No, there's no such thing. That's not a thing. But I'm just saying, by, you know, live up to the name of your establishment, Books and Cake, you did bring both books and cake. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. This is the first time. Enjoy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The first time a sample will actually be book samples as well as food. So let's first of all make sure everybody knows. You say Books and Cake is in Hillsdale.
Yes.
In Hillsdale at 8 Anthony Street.
Right. Correct. I have the address right here, and that is true.
Well, the first time.
Exactly. Okay, so first, tell a little bit of background, so because I don't, you know, this is the first time we're meeting today. How do you guys know each other, and how did you end up opening this place?
We are both children's book authors. We met at a conference in an elevator, and we were both at the conference. It was both our first time at this Society for Book Writers and Illustrators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was almost Society 20 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. It was a long time ago. Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. We were in the elevator together. Mm-hmm. We were both at the conference by ourselves, and we struck up a conversation and then spent the rest of the time at the conference together.
And then the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and then the rest of our, we became friends. We started having lunches or breakfasts once a month or so. Mm-hmm. And then we started a book-related podcast together, which...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Book Dreams.
Yeah.
Yes. So you... All right. I made some notes down here. First of all, I visited booksandcake.com, which I'm suggesting people find out. Oh, you have a book club. I know about that. We could talk about that, which takes place on the first Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm. That's... Starts March 5th.
It's brand new.
Oh, it's brand new.
So our very first meeting.
So you could plug this new book club. This is it's like you have this wonderful experience. Yeah.
We've had such a nice response already.
We didn't know what to expect, but people seem really excited about it. And we're excited about our first book, which is Furious Hours by Casey Sepp, which is a fascinating book we love about Harper Lee and how she spent the decades after writing To Kill a Mockingbird. And it turns out she spent those decades researching an extraordinary murder story, a trial that would blow your mind that happened in Alabama.
Interesting, because I know from history that she was pretty close friends with Truman Capote, who also wrote a very famous book about a murder or a series of murders of this family. So maybe that was an influence or vice versa. Who knows?
Well, she did. She was, she went with Truman Capote to do the research for In Cold Blood and had that experience of putting together all of that. And she'd had something of a journalism background in college. So yeah, I think that experience did help her do the work that she was doing on this, for this book that she tried to write for decades and was never able to pull together.
Okay. These are the, that's Eve, by the way. These are the kinds of fascinating conversations we can have at Books and Cake.
Yes.
Oh. But okay, so the book club starts on the first Thursday of March.
Exactly.
Okay. And is it a fiction?
Nonfiction.
Book, it's a nonfiction. I mean, it obviously makes more sense that it would be.
The first book is nonfiction. Yeah, we're not sure where we'll go with other books.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you telling people that, how does it work? Do you want people to have read it by March, whatever, the first Thursday of March?
Yes, makes, right? That's ideally.
Because, yeah,
I mean, we'd love to have a great conversation about the book, which is easier if you've read the book.
And, yes, and each month would be a different book?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
Sometimes fiction, sometimes nonfiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about storytelling, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. It sounds like a very community-oriented bookstore.
It's amazingly, I mean, that was always the dream.
Great.
That's why we opened it. And the community has just been phenomenal.
Yeah. People have been so warm and welcoming.
That's
and
great.
We love being there. We love talking to people who come in. It's a small store and it's very personal.
We just left and we were saying in the car right over, we left. There were a couple of people there who had come in to help with various things. And we were like, I think they're just going to stay. You know, I'll just hang out now for hours.
Mm-hmm. Right, in the
we
store.
Really we hope they do.
Yeah.
I love that we've opened a space that people want to come and hang out and talk. Yeah.
And we do have tables because we are not a full bakery. We sell cake by the slice and we also have coffee and tea.
Okay.
But then we have a number of tables for people to sit at. And they do. They come and they read.
And they hang out. It's a nice way to... Yeah, sure. Where do you make the cake? Where do you bake the cakes?
Our local bakers make
okay.
the cakes.
Yeah. Okay. So these are... You're partnering with the local bakers.
Exactly.
You mentioned a baker earlier before we got on the air. I don't know if that was...
Well, the cake that we brought today is made by a baker whose name is Sylvia Becker.
Yeah, and you can try your first bite now, and hopefully you'll like it.
she
if you have to twist my arm
cakes.
Here.
But you can decide for yourself.
I'm talking with Eve O'Hallam and Julie Sternberg of Books and Cake in Hillsdale, New York, and they brought a beautiful cake. It looks, what's the...
It's called a birthday cake.
It is.
Because it's a yellow cake with vanilla frosting and sprinkles.
Right. And sprinkles. Very festive.
Kids love it.
They do.
Adults love it, too. Yeah.
Adults do, too.
Mm. Very good.
Oh, good.
I'm just going to add one more because I didn't get any sprinkles.
Should we just talk while you eat?
I didn't offer you guys water. I feel like a jerk.
No, we're fine.
I meant to.
Good.
I meant to. Okay. Because I could use some. Delicious.
Oh, good.
What was the name of the baker?
Her name is Sylvia Becker. And,
Sylvia Becker.
And that's her birthday cake.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Very nice. All right, so you got the podcast. That was the thing that brought you guys kind of together, right?
Yeah, we were working in the
already...
same world, but we were working more separately. And then with the podcast we started.
When did that start up?
March of 2020.
Okay.
We
were supposed...
Wow, that timing seems pretty good.
Yeah, It was a little rough. Actually, it was kind of a lifesaver to be able to talk about books during that crazy time.
Oh, sure. But that was pre-vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Nobody knew.
It was just
days
in. Cities were shutting down.
Right,
it was when lockdown started. That was when we had done a lot of preparatory work. So we had, you know, we had recorded interviews and produced some episodes. And we had it all planned to launch in March of 2020. And then, of course... COVID hit.
Right.
And our first episode, do you remember this, Eve? Our first official episode was...
Book therapy.
Was it book therapy or was it 1,000 books to read before you die?
Oh, gosh, you're so right.
There's a great book by someone named Jim Mustick. Mustick?
Mustage? Mm-hmm. Mustick.
It's with a CH at the end. But it's pronounced Mustick. And it's called 1,000 Books to Read Before You Die. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we had interviewed him and then we sort of thought it was...
Maybe not
darkly funny.
Yeah,
to have that be our first COVID episode.
And what's the name of the podcast again?
It's called Book Dreams.
That's right. You mentioned that.
Run its course now.
Yeah.
Now
it ran for 3 years.
Yeah,
And
it's a lot of work, especially if you have a business and you have families and everything.
You know better than anyone else,
right? Yeah.
What other books did you bring?
Oh, that you may we want have to talk stacks about. Of books.
I know.
An embarrassing number of books. Okay.
We don't have to go through all of them.
Okay.
No, and we'll be really quick. Well, we'll just start with the sort of it book of the moment. Right.
Oh, yes, George Saunders.
Yeah, George Saunders' new book called Vigil.
I heard an interview with him recently.
Yeah.
Like in the interview podcast, like the New York Times interview podcast.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people have heard of this one. We're both reading it right yeah. now. Mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying it. I'll tell you just really quickly for people who don't know. It's about a man on his deathbed. He's an oil tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
So there's sort of all sorts of moral questions raised by how he spent his life. But he doesn't seem to really be grappling with any of the moral quandaries. And another prime character is a kind of a spirit who sees her role as comforting. And then they're all... So she...
She's supposed to ease him into his yeah. death.
And she's kind of struggling with easing him in when he doesn't, he's not struggling because he doesn't care about these quandaries. Anyway, it's right. interesting.
It's right. interesting. And it has all the heart that George Saunders always brings to everything. That he
yes.
does. It's heart and so unusual. The yeah. way he goes about, the way he thinks is so different
yeah.
from most.
And humor.
Yeah, I'm a big reader, but I have not read him. And he's constantly coming into my purview. And I'm realizing maybe this is where I should start with Vigil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his other novel, Lincoln and the Bardo, also dealt with death because it's about Lincoln and his 8-year-old son who died. And it takes place in the cemetery and wow. all the ghosts are talking to each other. So clearly this is
supposed to be like a companion. It's mm-hmm. sort of I a see. Similar. They absolutely stand alone, mm-hmm. but it's a similar premise, similar kind of world. And this, I think, is a little bit less character heavy. Apparently, Lincoln the Bardo, you just have to really follow a lot of characters.
Yeah.
So this is an easier, just a little bit more accessible way to start in that world, I think. So it is a nice first choice.
Yeah. Okay. So I brought a book with me called The Book of I, which is a debut novel by a Scottish writer named David Grieg. And I have been recommending this book up and down, and without exception, everyone I recommend it to has loved it. It's short. Mm-hmm. I think it's under 200 pages or about 200 pages, and it takes place in the 9th century on an island off of the Scottish Highlands. And it's about, there's a Viking invasion of the island. Everybody gets killed. The only people who are left are one of the Vikings, a widowed mead maker, and a young monk. And if that combination appeals to you, you will love this book. And it's very funny and it's unusual. Mm. And it ultimately ends up being a rumination on faith. So it's a short book, but it is surprising. The depth of the book is surprising and it doesn't feel like a lot of other things out there. And I just loved it. And lots of other people that we've been recommending it to have been loving it too.
Will
so
this make
the Book
it
of
to
I
the,
by
well,
David
Book
Grieg.
Of I. Yeah. Will it make it to the book club? Is the
It could. Maybe. It would be a great book club book.
That's mm-hmm. such a good idea.
Oh, you know what?
You don't have
I
to
think we know for our April. Seriously, I think this is our April meeting.
Oh, nice.
Great idea. I just want to point out yes. next, this is Julie, that there's a new Joe Nesbo thriller coming out called Wolf Hour. Mm-hmm. Joe Nesbo lives in Oslo. He writes sort of the quintessential cold, you know, just sort of those...
Northern European winter.
Exactly. Thrillers. And he's a very skilled writer, very scary thrillers, really keeps you on the edge of your seat. Highly recommend. I'm very excited to read this.
Yeah. Okay, my next book, Will's Race for Home by Jewel Parker Rhodes. This is a middle grade novel. And it just won, the American Library Association gives out awards every year, the Newbery, the Caldecott, and this just won the Coretta Scott King Award. And it's wonderful. It opens in 1888, which is about 20 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Mm-hmm. And it's about a black family who are sharecroppers in Texas. And they find out that I think 3 or 4 months from the time the book opens, there's going to be a land rush in Oklahoma. And if you can get there and you can stake out your, claim. I forget how many acres, your mm-hmm. claim, you get the land for free. And so this boy named Will and his father set out to make this very dangerous journey, dangerous for everybody, but especially for them as a black family, because most of the people traveling to make their claims are white. And they end up teaming up with this former Union soldier who's kind of a Shane-like figure, if you've ever read the Western Shane from, what was that, like the 1940s. So it's a Western gunslinging novel, but also a really interesting time period, and the characters are great. So I highly recommend Will's Race for Home.
Did you already say what age is it?
Oh, sorry. I said middle grade. This is for kids, I would say, like 9 to 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. This is for adults. It's called My Sister, the Serial Killer. It is not a new book. It's an older book by a Nigerian author, Oyinkan Braithwaite. And it's fantastic. So it's about two sisters, one of whom is very beautiful, one of whom is not. And the last three boyfriends of the one who is very beautiful.
I think I see what's coming.
Have ended up murdered.
Okay.
And the other one, who is not beautiful, is in love with a doctor and has been for a while. And all of a sudden, the doctor meets the beautiful one.
Uh-oh.
And they start a relationship. And the younger, supportive sister who's so in love with the doctor is a little bit concerned about what's going to happen to the doctor. So, terrific, terrific book. As much about the sisters as it is about, you know, as Joe Nesbo, who we talked about just a minute ago, thriller, lots of action, you know. This one is more psychological and about sibling relationships and also death.
Say the title again.
Oh, it's called My Sister, the Serial Killer.
Got it.
Okay. Next book, also for kids. This is a picture book. So I would say kids, you know, 2 to 6 would enjoy this book, maybe 7, except that I think it's a book for any age because it is so beautiful. We're not supposed to have favorites. We love all our books. This is the most beautiful book in the store. It's called Firefly, and the words are by Robert McFarlane, and the illustrations, which are all etchings, are by Luke Adam Hawker. And it's magnificent. I mean, it's a shame that we're on the radio because I Google the book and look at the cover and you'll get it. It's just beautiful to look at. And the illustrations are remarkable. And the words, the text is incredible. It's poetic. I often don't like children's books that rhyme because, in my opinion, they often do it badly. And this book rhymes and it's beautiful. And it's about the beauty in nature. But specifically, the story is about the rewards of community and then also what it's like to go through hardship and then how connecting with the natural world and with community is what will support you through hardship. But it's got a very light touch, and it's just really magnificent. So I recommend Firefly by Robert McFarlane and Luke Adam Hawker.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to talk about one nonfiction book, which is also new. It's called Two Women Living Together by Kim Hana and Hwang Soon-woo. And it's a best-selling book in Korea, and it's about two women, best friends, not romantically involved with each other or with anyone else. And they, you know, have reached the point in time where they like to live with someone because it's kind of lonely.
Sure. Makes practical sense.
Yeah. And so they decide to buy a house together and live together. And they write about that experience of what it's like to make a home together with a close friend. And it's hugely, hugely successful in there. And I just think that particularly for when I think about my daughters and sort of that generation and thinking about how nice it would be to feel like you don't necessarily have to have the pressure of finding your true love, you know.
Right. And not does not necessarily mean loneliness.
Exactly. Right. That you're alone forever.
Right.
Yeah. You can still have someone who goes through your life with you and is your, you know, as a backup for you. So I thought that was a nice title, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
And my last book is also a debut novel. It's called Beth is Dead by Katie Burnett. And this book is getting buzz everywhere. The cover's amazing. You can see the cover.
Yes. I don't want to say morbid, but...
it's bright pink and it looks like there's blood flowing down the cover.
And the word dead is in the title.
Yes, and the word dead's in the title. And it's Beth is Dead is about Beth Marsh, as in... Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. So this is updated, this takes place now, it's contemporary, and we open the book and Beth is dead, and each one of the four sisters is suspected of her murder. I'm about halfway through. It is fantastic. And if you loved Little Women growing up, it's really fascinating to see these characters imagined today and what they would be like. And it's really sharp. It's got a great voice, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So Beth is Dead by Katie Burnett.
It seems like the literary world is kind of returning to a lot of, you know, these early masterpieces, these, you know, these tomes, yeah. and coming back and reimagining variations of
right.
the original
well,
stories.
James, for example. Yeah, right. exactly. Yeah, the exactly. first Ever book. Yeah.
Which I don't think this read. Is going to be quite the same as James.
No, no. James well, I mean, is a literary
swept
treasure.
All the awards. Yeah, no, that had a lot of success, of course. And we wish nothing but success for all of these authors.
Yes, yes.
I've been talking with Eve Yohalam and Julie Sternberg of Books and Cake. I can guarantee you a good time if you're going. And for, you know, if you just want recommendations, reach out to them.
Absolutely.
Sounds like these
we love
are definitely
talking books.
Yeah. Well, we could do it again. But what we'll do is we'll have a short version for live radio, but we maybe on our audio archive page on our website, we can put the full conversation with all of the books because, you know, I got caught up. I wouldn't want to delete any of that. Great.
Thank
great
you.
All those great recommendations. Thank you so much. And you have an Instagram I saw?
We do.
Yes.
Maybe another way to engage with Books and Cake, and of course visit if you're in Hillsdale again, 8 Anthony Street in Hillsdale. Thank you both for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you. 98.1 KZE.
You made that so easy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.